Sup.
What's up, Mef? What's up, Patreon subscribers and everyone else who should be this week on Deep Dive?
Prepare to meet your maker.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Zach, welcome back to Deep Dive. This week, Black Knight Sword of Rage. This is a game. I'll save all the stuff I'm about to say. I just want to get into it. Tell us about the game.
Yeah, it's a good one. I mean, it's a Stern, Steve Ritchie. So 2019, it is a licensed theme. I know people have a problem with that, but you know, it's the third game. So Steve Ritchie, I think Harrison Drake did the mechanics. Tim Sexton, I think this is his first lead on rules. And then you get Kevin O'Connor Art, an old school artist who did a lot of stuff in the 80s and previous Fathom. So old school art, Jerry Thompson on sound, and then Scott Ian also on sound. I'm sure you have an opinion on Scott Ian. Mm-hmm. And then Brendan Small is also on sound, but he isn't credited on Pinside, and I don't know why, which is pretty weird.
Okay.
Brendan Small, if you're unawares, is the creator of Metalocalypse.
Oh, right. Yep.
And so the soundtrack really has a Metalocalypse sound to it. And yeah, you know what I mean? That's kind of the background on the game. Do you have anything that you could think about, like when that came out?
Well, you mentioned, I don't, when it came out, I wasn't, I think paying attention to all the release stuff. Like now I am like obsessively. Back then games like, oh, that game's out, or that's a game. I didn't know like when it came out. There's like this period of, I didn't pay attention when games came out, and this was part of it. 2018, 2019, I wasn't as obsessively into it. And you mentioned there's a pro, premium, and LE.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I actually skipped over that. I'm recovering a little bit. I'm a little foggy, so I'm having a hard time keeping on track here.
Well, to be fair, since it's a pinball-related injury, let me give the TLDR, because you just filled me in, and it's pretty hilarious. It's not hilarious, but it's hilarious. You just got a Jaws premium from Flippin' O Pinball. You were bringing it down your basement. Standard amount of stairs. I've seen them. Actually, Black Knight is part of why I've seen your stairs. And your dolly failed, so you fell down the fucking stairs and bashed your head against the wall, and you have a big fucking bam on your face. The game is fine. Jaws Premium works great. Your face is busted, and you feel kind of fucked up. Is that the kind of gist of it?
Yeah, the game is in better shape than me. It's like totally, completely, 100% okay. So what do?
You will heal, and maybe this podcast, this specific deep dive will help you heal. I emphasized more on the trim levels because to me, there's only one trim level. I don't know when to say this.
This is a pretty divisive opinion, right? Because the pro, premium, and LE, the premium has an upper play field, and people always like to comment how the original Black Knights, they're upper playfield games.
Yeah.
And that's a really strong opinion. And I do get that, you know, it has a storied history.
Yeah.
You know, that's why they made another one. Steve Ritchie loves it. The upper playfield on the main difference is, I guess, to get into that first, on the premium, you have that Plex see-through upper playfield, the catapult mech for locking balls, and one flipper, and that's about it up there. You know, it's not super exciting.
No. In fact, it's the opposite. I mean, it does add, which I think this game somewhat needs, it does add an additional mode, I mean, a multi-ball,
which is
okay, cool. But I don't know where to put this. So we'll get into our standard, you know, first impressions and all that. We'll get into that. But it just has to be said, this is one of those pro versus premium/LE where the game plays differently. To hear the remainder of this fantastic episode and more, join the rest of the nincompoops at patreon.com/pinballparty. See you later.